经告诉我们一个很重要的话。
But today, let me tell you that's an important news that the Bible tells us.
人绝对不能靠自己，用人自己解除那个痛苦的法。
So humans definitely cannot depend on ourselves to remove our despair.
为什么呢？因为人的痛苦是跟罪有关系的。
Why? Because humans' despair is got to do with sin.
人的生命里面有罪了。
There is sin in human lives.
那为什么人有痛苦呢？
Why does human face despair?
圣经说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And every man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
有一个审判，有一个最终的审判，一直在等候人。
There is a final judgment awaiting humans.
那就是永远的死亡，永远的地狱了。
And that is eternal death and hell.
那个是跟人的罪有关系的。
And that is got to do with human.
人的罪有罪的，一定要永远面对这个后果。
When there is sin, we need to face this eternal consequences.
那为什么有痛苦呢？你说痛苦，我能够暂时用亲情或者用我的积极思想来解决吗？
Can we temporarily resolve our despair by kinship or even positive thinking?
我告诉你，如果因为地狱是存在的，所以痛苦是存在的。
Because hell exists, therefore despair exists.
地狱不是人死后才面对的事，当人犯罪的时候，地狱在无形当中已经存在了。
A person does not only face hell when we are dead, but when we sin, we already face the consequence of hell.
只有人他离开这个身体的时候，他才会面对的。
So only when we depart from our body, we will face it.
因为这个地狱的存在，所以痛苦，人生一切的痛苦是这个地狱的写照来的。
So all the pain and suffering of humans is a reflection of this hell.
尽管我们用很多的方法来解决人的罪的问题。
Even though we try to use all kinds of methods to resolve humans.
我们有正面思想，我们行善帮助人。
We use positive thinking. We try to do good.
但是你要知道，人不是善的本体。
But we have to know that human is not goodness in itself.
不是善的，他自己不是 originator of good. 所以他怎样行善，最后的他的不能行出真正的善。
So no matter how much good a person do, he cannot carry out the perfect goodness.
他的善里面，最后还是为了自己，深深的动机为着自己的。
His goodness is connected to his internal deepest motive.
人有很多的方法，有很多思考的能力，帮助人的能力，但是它不是能力的本体。
Humans, we use a lot of methods. We try to help others, but we are not power in itself.
那你用能力，你要帮助人，用能力来帮，到一个地步，你会遇到你的极限，你没有办法帮助人。
You try to use your own power to help others, but up to a point, you realize you have come to your limits.
所以你的善，你的能力不能解决你的问题。
So your goodness and your power cannot resolve your problem.
所以我亲爱的朋友们，圣经讲到人的痛苦跟罪有关系。
So my dear friends, the Bible tells us there's a connection between our despair and sin.
其实我们都会知道的。我们以为我们还不错的时候，
when we thought we are really good enough.
但是我们看我们的内心里面，我们知道我们自己多么丑陋，多么的脆弱。
But when we look into our inner heart, we know we are very ugly and vulnerable.
很多时候家里面一发生有一些事情，孩子有些，马上你会责怪你的配偶的。
Often when there are certain things that happen in the family, we will start to blame one another.
公司里面发生什么事情的时候呢？这个不是我做的，就先保护自己啊。
In the office, when certain things crop up, we will try to protect ourselves.
你尽量要帮助人，但是你做不出来。
You try very hard to help others, but you just cannot do it.
你深深里面的一个私欲是为着自己来活的。
Because deep inside you, there's a selfish desire to live for yourself.
然后你外面要表露出那个善，表露出你的积极。
But externally, we want to manifest our goodness and positivity.
所以痛苦是不会结束的。
And that's why despair will not end.
在人的自我、人的罪里面的痛苦、绝望是一直跟着的。
In human sin and selfishness, despair will keep following us.
各位，这是圣经把人原理中的原理讲出来，让我们知道。
This is the core principle that the Bible tells us.
所以在圣经里面有一个最重要的信息。圣经把一个最 critical 关键的信息给我们。
And that's why the Bible gives us the most critical news.
你要从痛苦绝望出来吗？
Do you want to walk out of your pain and despair?
你要被救赎。
Then you need to be redeemed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神来救赎人。
So dear brothers and sisters, God comes to redeem people.
这个就是圣经里面最关键的信息了。
And that's the most critical news from the Bible.
各位听清楚，人不能自救，人需要被救赎。
Humans cannot save ourselves, and we need redemption.